Welcome to the Dermastore Podcast,
a chat about all things skincare, skin health.
And if you're a real skin nerd, we hope you'll join the conversation. Welcome to episode 26 of the Dermastore Podcast. Hey, Laura, how are you doing?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's happening?
A lot's happening. So much is happening.
Feels like we haven't spoken in a while.
I know. I mean, we speak.
On this medium.
It's been really, really busy. And, I'm had to say it, but it's the time of the year.
Silly season. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Plus, it doesn't help that we like fitting out a new HQ as well, which is just quite a lot of work.
Gosh, that's exciting.
It's very exciting. So we're moving in less than a month. All looking on track.
Okay.
But a lot going on. So that's why we've been a bit quieter on the podcast. You know when things go quiet that we're actually busy with other things. We're not just being lazy. Laura, what did you use this morning?
This morning I had the best routine because I used a full regimen of one of our brand new product launches.
What is it called?
It's called Melume. Melume Skin Science from Germany. It's a German brand and it really is incredible. From the packaging to the names of the products, it was just phenomenal. So I'm not going to share actually too much on it because I would love to do a podcast on this brand.
Yes, let's do that.
So I'll tell you then.
Okay.
What did you use?
I went to the gym this morning, so I actually showered at the Cape Town office, which actually is not that well equipped, believe it or not.
Disappointed.
I know. There's like a constant conveyor belt of testing going on there, but I do stick to, for guys, a very strong recommendation from me is La Roche-Posay Effaclar Micro Peeling Gel, the big one. Mm-hmm. It's like a 200 mil.
400.
That works very well because you can use it as face, body. It kind of works all over. So I've got that there and I like using that. I then used just Aveeno moisturizing cream, super simple because I shaved this morning. Obviously got to be camera ready, not... Face for radio. And then I use the Isdin Fusion Water Magic, which is we're going to talk about because that's just launched on Dermastore. A great sunscreen.
Okay.
So that's what I use. Kept it super simple.
Yeah, it sounds good. And, you know, it's so important to have those days. Hey,
I used Cosmolan last night.
Of course. I was going to say.
I mean.
For the neutral barrier moisturizer.
Correct.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. Loving Cosmolan still. Are you still using it?
I am on the train.
I know you've been putting people around the office on it. Just whether they like it or not, they don't really have a choice. She's like, here, take it. 10 days. See you in 10 days.
Yes. I'm just a full-on believer, really.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, on to today's episode. We're just going to chat through some new launches, some really exciting stuff happening in the background, as Laura mentioned, some new brands, but also a lot of new products just from our existing brands. It's just that time of year where people are like, okay, end of year is coming, let's get out the balance for the year. So it's kind of hitting us like a steam train. But in that process, we do test and curate everything very closely. So I don't know if everyone knows, but we do handpick our products, even from our existing product houses. We don't always launch everything. We launch things that we believe are going to work for our customers. We're vetting these products for you. Okay, so starting off with Jagobe. This is a brand from Denmark. One of my favorite brands. It's honestly just such amazing quality products. I've gone through a little bit of a change in their approach to the brand. You'll notice some packaging changes, some changes in the names and in the formulations, and then they're releasing a whole bunch of new products, three of which have just arrived on Dermastore, namely the Niacinamide Body Lotion. This is a fast-absorbing body lotion. I actually used it this morning, featuring 4% niacinamide, which is great for brightening the skin. It also contains retinol, which helps with all kinds of concerns from hyperpigmentation to stretch marks to even aging. Yes, people age on the body. So I don't suspect there's a huge concentration of it in there, but it's in there. Mm. And then panthenol just to help soothe the skin. So anytime there's vitamin A in a product, there should be some sort of counterbalance just to help soothe potential irritants. A lovely size as well, 300 mils. And also, let's be honest, it looks good in your bathroom.
It's a really beautiful little bottle. But I think also more than that, there is a gap in the market for products like this with a lot of efficacious ingredients to help not only moisturize the skin, but exactly like you said, we're targeting the skin on the body, which we often neglect.
We do neglect it. Yeah. The first place you see signs of aging are usually your arms and your legs, because those are the places that you don't protect with the sun. I can see it from my arms from surfing as a kid that I definitely didn't wear enough sunscreens. Or if you spend a lot of time in the water and the sunscreens wash off, that's the first place you're going to have sun damage. So it's lovely because it also contains ceramide. So it's obviously going to hydrate your skin beautifully, and it's lightweight and fragrance free. The next product is azelaic acid serum.
Clever.
One of Dr. Webster's favorite all-time ingredients is azelaic acid. Why? Because it can be used for acne, rosacea, hyperpigmentation. It's soothing. It's calming. It's such a star hero ingredient. A lot of brands are starting to rally behind this ingredient. But it has to be paired well again. I think what Jogobe's done here nicely is they've paired it with licorice root extract, squalene. So really aiming this, I see it as PIH, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. Licorice root extract, we know, brightens the skin, and squalene helps balance sebum. So for acne patients, this could be a serious win. What are your thoughts on it?
I just love the simplicity of it. And I think that's why we gravitate towards Jogobe so easily, is because of the simplistic formulations with such found ingredients, actually. And they are ingredients that we can easily acknowledge. It's not, you don't need a science degree to break it down. I love it. And there is, azelaic acid is really becoming incredibly trending in the skincare environment. So perfect launch for now. And then, I mean, let's talk to the next product, which is exactly the same thing.
Yeah, Centella Serum. Many people know Centella Asiatica. So it's a very well-known soothing and calming ingredient, especially for sensitive skin. Mm. What I love about this product is that they've paired it with peptides. It's very clever pairing, because people with sensitive skin often feel a little bit hard done by with not having an anti-aging option. So if you're in your late 30s or even, you know, younger, you sometimes think, oh, I can't use a retinol or a pure L-ascorbic acid. So peptides are a nice bridge because they can help plump and firm the skin, but you're also getting those soothing ingredients. So a really clever launch from Jogobe. And obviously, if you suffer from rosacea, this would be a nice product for you.
Yeah, and another thing to highlight from Jogobe, which is really cool, is they've increased some of their sizes with their serums. So some have moved from a 30 ml to a 50 ml. So these are targeted treatments in a bigger size value.
Yep.
So it's really beautiful incorporation into your targeted regime.
That's a very good point. Yeah, people often overlook the size of products, especially in a serum format, because you just automatically assume that it's a 30 ml, but Jogobe is doing 50 mls. And again, going back to that price proposition, simplistic formulations, easy to understand, looks good in your bathroom. The next brand is Kiehl's, and I know we both have a special place for Kiehl's. Not a lot of people understand Kiehl's, and we do. We get it. I'm always the first to jump into a Kiehl's store whenever I travel. It is a brand that can seem a little bit confusing in terms of its positioning, because actually they do really incredible formulations, dermatologically aligned formulation, but then they do have quite a like an out there kind of persona. With this brand, you've just got to take it for what it is. It is kind of extreme in ways, but their formulations are really rock solid. And starting with the Clearly Corrective Daily Retexturing Triple Acid Peel, again, Kiehl's loves long naming conventions. I've used this product. I really enjoyed it. I'd say a really nice intermediary serum if you're not into super intense peels. Yeah. It does everything that it says on the bottle. It exfoliates, it renews the skin, but it does it in a very gentle way.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they've done right here. The AHAs, PHAs, BHAs, they've put them together into a complex, and you don't get that sort of photosensitivity or weeks of sort of, you know, aggravated or peeling skin. It just is a really lovely complement to any skincare routine.
This brand is really, I think how to best describe it is it under promises and over delivers. Correct. Where it's playful, it's cute. The packaging sometimes is negotiable, where you think, oh, it's a plastic squidgy and it's crinkling. I hate that. But you cannot dismiss the fact that what is inside that bottle is fantastic. Fantastic.
The new calendula skin soothing and stabilizing emulsion is a great option for the acne patients.
Yes.
Redness, inflammation, calendula is fantastic for. But it also is a lotion format that goes a long way. So it's going to soothe those inflammations, but it's also going to keep your skin stable and hydrated for a longer period.
Yes.
Despite being a lotion format. And this is something that comes up a lot It happens on our support. People with oily skin, if you use something that's too rich, it just sits on your skin and your skin remains dehydrated.
Yeah.
With a lotion like this, it has to absorb. And that's the key with developing something like this. Lightweight, goes into the skin.
They like to find the gaps, which is so clever as well. So it's a perfect fit for our oily acne skin that is feeling inflamed and dehydrated.
So let's move on to ISDEN, Meliclear Advanced. Wow.
I had to double check this product with the brand.
What are they doing over there at ISDEN?
Gosh.
3% tranexamic acid, niacinamide. It's got resorcinol and a bunch of other melanin reducing actives. So I personally have not used this one. I know some of the team have used it. It is, you know, when we travel and we go overseas, we can see the brands that are really doing well.
Yeah.
ISDEN is on the upward trajectory. Mm. They're just doing things super well. So you would expect something like this from them.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, they had such a successful launch that we worried about stock holdings for this particular product. So it just shows that tranexamic acid is a popular ingredient to target hyperpigmentation. And the fact that ISDEN is using such a high percentage, their formulations, again, I spoke to a colleague as well and going to list another new launch of theirs, and she said if it feels anything like the new Meliclear Advanced, then absolutely we're going to launch it, you know, because it's just so good. They are really good with their formulations, by the way, because if you talk about the Fusion Water Magic,
yes,
that really excited us, and we felt it like a year ago in Spain, and luckily now we're actually live with the Fusion Water Magic on Dermastore.
It's a fantastic launch. I think it's the invisible race. Everyone wants to be invisible. We did a post many years ago, unseen should be sunscreen. So that is exactly what everyone's racing towards while offering complete protection and supporting ingredients that hydrate the skin. So there is this kind of huge migration from traditional big sun care brands just to go invisible. And you're going to see some changes in big brands like HelioCare in that regard as well. So another fantastic launch. I'm sure it's going to do really well.
What I love so much about it, just to add on to that, is it allows all of our consumers and the public to wear sunscreen.
Correct.
Again, there is no excuse.
That's the objective. No excuse. Get more people to wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
The next brand we want to chat about is La Mer, Loved and Local. They've just released a sub-brand. So La Mer does pharmacy range, and they've recently launched a brand called Centaur, which is really centered around the management of scars and stretch marks. So at the core of the technology is Centaurus asiatica. Again, that ingredient comes up so many times. The reason why is Centaurus asiatica is one of the most proven ingredients for treating stretch marks and striae.
Mm-hmm.
So they've included, along with it, copper tripeptides, beta-glucan, things to that support healthy collagen and elastin in the skin. So it is a synergistic formulation, a great applicator, a good size. They've reached a lovely little niche in the market because there's so few options available, well, as we see it, especially because a lot of the times these brands use retinol.
Yeah, and who has stretch marks?
Pregnant women have stretch marks. So a lot of the time, that's the prohibiting use factor, is that you can't use vitamin A. So this anyone can use. It's pretty ubiquitous in that regard. And then they've launched a lovely little Centaur gel. Maybe Laura, you want to chat a little bit more about this? It's a silicone scar gel.
It's a very lightweight silicone. Okay. You almost don't. It's not like the traditional scar treatment creams. So what I love about the Centaur gel, which you'll see is in a smaller packaging, it's a 20 mil size. This is for more aggressive scars. This is a bit more targeted lotion for especially areas like the face where scars are visible that we really want to target and reduce. And because it's a treatment, it is recommended to use it 2 to 3 times a day. So reapplication.
Mm-hmm.
And they do suggest use a micropore type tape over it, okay, to protect that scar. One of the amazing things that we learned from the presentation with Dr. Bradley was part of their study was not only were the active ingredients remarkable and repairing the scar or the injury to the skin, but it is also part of when you are reapplying 3 times a day, that treatment of massage therapy showed to improve the regeneration of the skin and the scar. So really, really important that be mindful of when you're treating things like this, for anything actually, Even something silly like application of sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Be mindful of how we apply targeted treatment products.
I think it's especially important with scars because you're breaking down the damaged tissue, re-stimulating blood to those vessels, which essentially aids repair.
Exactly.
And that's why you could actually use any oil to help a scar, and people do. But unfortunately, the oils often contain botanicals, mm-hmm. which can photosensitize the skin, therefore leading to PIH. And that's a huge problem. If you use botanical oils on a scar and then you go in the sun, that scar will get darker and you'll get permanent PIH. But that's why these are very important, to have ingredients that don't photosensitize the skin, and applying a tape would block UV.
There is such a need for these products. They're efficacious, really, really important to be able to have for, interestingly, just a lot of procedures that end up causing scarring.
Okay, moving on to PH Formula, one of our favorite brands. We love PH Formula.
I love how they're becoming really innovative, huh?
Well, I'll take some claim to the sunscreen launch. We actually saw Pietru, the founder of PH Formula, recently, and she said, when we were in Barcelona last, we had a meeting with her, and I said to her, Pietru, you have got this amazing brand, and you guys do a lot of chemical peels. They do have the CC creams.
Yes.
But I said to you, you need a sun protection product that really bats it out of the park. Because dermatological brands that peg their hats around sunscreens really do signal innovation. And you can't be going out promoting aggressive chemical peels if you aren't promoting sun protection. And she sat down nearly a year late and said, Greg, I've done it. So here it is. It's the Pro Defense Protection. It is a lovely 50 ml sunscreen with all you can imagine in it. It's got high energy visible light protection, it's got infrared protection, high factor broad spectrum, but it also contains ingredients that can help prevent cellular damage. So a huge part of sun protection is actually helping to protect existing damage and then prevent future damage.
Very important. And the formula is wonderful. It is lightweight, it's very hydrating, does not leave a white cast on any skin type or photo type. So we are so excited. And they also have launched the sunscreen in a tint. I have used it. Unfortunately, I'm on the very low spectrum of pigment.
Okay.
So, it is a little bit too dark for me. And I also tend to use too much. So it doesn't sit too well on my skin, but that's when I just use the untinted. But I think a lot of South Africans have a bit more pigment than I naturally.
And correct me if I'm wrong, PH Formula has also introduced a middle color for their CC creams, so light medium.
Yes, that is true.
Because they found customers were blending the medium and the light to get a more medium light, so now they've patched that gap.
They've patched that with a new shade, that is correct. And they are also formulating the CC creams to include some of the new technology that the Pro Defense has launched with. So they've added additional antioxidants into the CC cream. So there really is full complement of incredible sunscreen now from the PH Formula brand, which is exactly
amazing
what you wanted. Yeah.
Okay, so from Color Science, Laura, this one's for you.
Me.
Total Lash Mascara. Tell us about it.
I just love anything that's going to make my lashes grow longer and thicker.
So
and
it's
healthier.
Like a two-in-one, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a mascara that helps coat and condition your lashes with peptides that will then help prolong the strengthening of your lashes. Because typically, mascaras can be damaging to your eyelashes, especially if they have like waterproof properties to it. And I think part of the big damage is how we wash off these mascaras. So the Total Lash from Color Science has a tubing formula. So it almost tubes off the individual lash without causing any damage while it's been treating throughout the day. So it really ticks a lot of boxes, and the pigment is very black. So it's a beautiful mascara.
Nice. Okay, so onto a new brand launch on Dermastore, which doesn't happen all that often these days. We're highly selective about the brands we bring out to Dermastore, but we were approached by a lady who is doing sales for Dermanique in Africa, and as you all know, we test a lot and we try a lot of brands, and we tested this brand and I immediately knew it had to be on Dermastore. So it's focused primarily around skin barrier function. Yep. I think that's
their... And ceramides.
And ceramides. Actually. Their core sort of belief is building the skin barrier. But then they also got this unique little ampoule, which I love the packaging.
I think that's what sold us.
Part of it is what sold us. But then you look at the ingredients list and it's called a dual effect pore ampoule, and it's got vitamin A, Bentalia asiatica, niacinamide, ceramides, aloe. And what this ampoule does, it's hard to summarize because it's extremely lightweight. It's like water.
Yes.
But it just, your skin just laps it up. What I noticed after using this is definitely a refinement in your pores. It sort of tightens the skin as well. It gives you a nice glow because of that niacinamide and vitamin A content. And then you use the cream, which is their standard barrier cream. I say standard, but I mean, it just smells incredible. It's actually the perfect replacement for the Fiv Hyper Fortifying Barrier Cream, which is one of my favorite barrier creams of all time. It comes in at a good price. And the duo, the combination of these two just works so incredibly well. And there's something about the scent that's just, it's so subtle and neutral. Sold. Absolutely sold.
I remember when we tested it, I said the scent, there's something nostalgic about it. I don't know if it's my gran or...
Like a water lily kind of...
It is something.
Familiar and yes. Warm and comforting.
It's just so special. And I remember just recently I've been quite ill. Maybe that's also why we haven't done a podcast and my nose just would not stop running. So tissue to my nose for a solid 2 weeks. So what I noticed though, my pores were taking quite a knock. And I was like, this is the perfect product to try. Let me just see if this does anything for my nose area. Mm-hmm. I kid you not. Within 2 or 3 days, my pores had changed. The hydration around that area had changed. So I had really used it as a targeted treatment together with the barrier cream.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. I love using a product that actually works. Like you Correct. Can visibly see the result. And then I'd obviously shared this with the team because we're all so close. And they were like, no, never. So now we are all addicted to the Dual Effect Pore Ampoule from Dermaniq. It is next level.
I know it's a good brand when I finish everything completely. Oh, so yeah. I used all three of these products and I just... Sometimes in the evening, it's been a really long day and you're just like, okay, just give me whatever's on the counter, you know, kind of thing. I always reach for this.
It's because, like effortless, hey?
And it's safe. Mm-hmm. And you know your skin's just going to feel great. And then the other product is the body lotion, which is, again, a ceramide, very lightweight, but super moisturizing. Yeah. And it has the same lovely scent as well. Avène have recently redone a few of their products, and they've also recently relaunched some of their anti-aging products, and Hyaluron Active B3 is their latest innovation. It's 4 products. Avène, what I love about Avène, and I will respect them for this, is they will never compromise on a day and a night cream. Have you noticed this? They love selling a day cream and a night cream, where we will often just say, just use a moisturizer. They don't believe in that. They will say, you have to have a specific day cream and you have to have a specific night cream. And there is some truth to that, especially with anti-aging.
Yeah.
You've been testing this product line. What do you think of it?
It's been really nice. It's so nice to actually have a full routine with like a complementing routine. So what my favorite product out of the Hyaluron B3 Active is the night cream, actually. So I can see how a day and night cream does work. I think also just the beautiful mechanism of how the cap works. So
airless pump.
It's airless. Mm. Yeah. And it pumps out the exact amount that you need cool. as well, which is really cool. So I this has been my favorite product out of the 4. And what is so nice about this new range for Avène is it is that traditional consumer who is looking for the day cream, the night cream. They want to target the serum. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they've even been so clever enough to include an eye cream, which is a lot of a concern for a lot of people, is the eye area. The main thing about this category of the Hyaluron Active B3 is they're using different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. So we're hydrating superficially and then plumping in the deeper levels with hyaluronic acid. And then vitamin B3, which we know is niacinamide, being very multifunctional. So we're going to improve dark marks and even skin tone, but also restore the skin barrier function, which is often a huge culprit in a lot of skin concerns. And then typically the serum will have just the highest concentrations of each of these active ingredients. So that would be your serum underneath your moisturizers. So it's been a really nice introduction into Aveeno again, really. Yes. It's getting us talking about it again. Yeah. Right.
Okay, and our last product we're going to chat about, or products, is from Do No Wrong brand Huxley. And these are the refreshing perfume mists that have recently launched. This is not like anything we've sold before. So essentially, they are pick-me-ups for your hair.
Yeah. It's when you need that refreshment. You know, like how you spritz your skin, which I'm addicted to. Now we can also refresh our hair.
I like this idea because if you think about it, if you've had a long day and maybe you're going for drinks or you're doing something after work and you just want to spritz up your hair just to make it smell nice.
Do you know what it is, Greg, as well? Guys generally wash their hair every day. Ladies don't. We wash our hair every second or every third day. Okay. So it is such a nice, as I said, refreshing. You can just uplift your hair for the next day. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
And it seems like it's by oil-water fusion.
Yeah.
So it obviously has some emollient properties. So it will obviously hydrate the hair, add a bit of shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, if you think about it, hair is actually kind of gross. And it can be.
Yes. I mean, almost stale, hey.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it the other day. It's like keratin. If you sit in traffic, you know, after a long day, when you wash your face, you can actually feel like the pollution that you're removing from your 100%. Face. Your hair must just attract so much gunk throughout the day. Mm. And this actually makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. To have something just to pick me up for your hair.
Yeah, we launched in two different fragrances. Okay. It's the Moroccan Gardener, which is the signature scent for Huxley. And then we chose the Sunset Fog, which we thought just had the most incredible, slightly masculine, so a little bit of the stronger scent than our typical, the fruitful Moroccan.
Musky.
I love it.
Okay, cool. I'll take your word for it. I have not tested. actually, no, I lie. Sarah, I think she put it on our pillow one night.
Okay, that is cool.
As like a pillow spray.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, there's let's call it
multifunctional. Okay, I think that's all for today's episode. Thanks so much for joining us. Before we leave, we're going to try something a little different today, and we're going to give you a little gift. And it is 15% off on any of these new launches, and we'll keep it valid for, let's say, the month of October.
Yeah, till the end of the month.
If I can get this podcast out before the end of the month, in which case it might be November, and then it won't work. However, if that is the case, we will extend it to the middle of November. Let's just say the 15th of November, my birthday. We'll keep the code live. So if you listen to this podcast, you can take 15% off any of these new launches. And the code is pod-new15. That's pod-new15. It's just an interesting experiment for us to see how many people are listening and also listening to the end. Maybe no one will use it. Okay, thanks, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.